And former President George W. Bush talked about the upcoming presidential race and the recent release of his former vice president's book in an interview prior to teeing off Patriot Golf Day yesterday. He was asked about the 2012 race for the White House. He said, "I'll be supporting our party's nominee, and I'll be an interested observer." He also said he's glad that members of his family are giving their version of what it was like to serve our country. He's talking about Dick Cheney's book. He said, "I did the same thing. I put my version out there." And he said, "Eventually, objective historians will analyze our administration, and they'll draw objective conclusions." Well, Ari Fleischer joins us. He's the former White House press secretary for U.S. President George W. Bush. He tweeted, "Cheney and Powell rehashing differences remind me of old Godzilla versus King Kong movies. Of course, I'm not saying which one is which." Mr. Fleischer, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Will you tell me which one is which?
There's nothing new to this dispute, and it just reminded me of the good old bad days when I stood at that podium and the press would say, "Powell and Cheney are fighting. Who does the president agree with?" And they try to throw me in the middle of it, and of course I wasn't going to go there. But that fight has not stopped.
Yeah, now they really did have a lot of disagreements. Were they policy or were they personal?
No, they were mostly policy, but of course there's always a little personal edge to some policy disputes, and I think the two of them had a history together that gave them that edge. But you know what's fascinating to me is when I look back on the Bush years, it always struck me that George Bush would typically agree with Donald Rumsfeld and with Dick Cheney on what the objective of policy, foreign policy especially, should be. But then he would agree with Colin Powell and Condi Rice on how to get there. And I don't think the president gets as much credit for having a nuanced approach as he did, but that's how I see it looking back.
Well, you know, I wonder, he was talking about objective historians looking back, and they'll write the objective history. Is there such a thing?
In some places, yes. Yeah. You know, some historians, yes. Most historians come from academia, and so I think the answer is largely no. But, you know, I think we all recognize this. The future interpretation of the Bush years is going to come down largely to how did Iraq turn out. If in 10, 20, 30 years from now, Iraq is really the leading bastion of peace and democracy in the Arab world, and an Arab world that's transforming before our eyes, away from dictatorship and despots and war, to some type of democracy, Bush is going to get a lot of credit for helping to bring needed change to the Middle East. If it remains as a somewhat violent country, then I think the interpretation of the Bush years is not going to be kind, and we don't know how that story is going to come out yet.
You know, I watch Jay Carney do press conferences. I used to see you do press conferences. That has got to be, being a press secretary has got to be a tough job.
Oh, it's a joy. You know, nothing but softball questions, easygoing, good-natured reporters.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It is a pleasure. It's the most burnout, burdensome, difficult, challenging job, but it is also an unbelievably exciting job to have, and especially if you work for somebody you really believe in, and I did. I continue to believe in the policies that we espouse in the Bush administration, what George Bush tried to do around the world. And so for me, taking that podium and articulating on his behalf, it was easy to do. I was always proud to do it.
What do you think the fairest criticism of President Bush would be and the most unfair criticism that he's had leveled at him?
Well, look, the fairest has to be, and we all have to admit this who worked in the Bush administration, that we were wrong about Iraq possessing weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just the Bush people who were wrong. The world was wrong. Bill Clinton thought he had WMD. Hillary Clinton thought so. Israeli intelligence, Egyptian intelligence, French intelligence, everybody thought so. What so aggravates me, though, is the American left who looks at it and says George Bush is a liar, as opposed to realizing what did happen and saying Saddam Hussein was a liar. We intercepted a lot of his communications that gave the world the impression that he had WMD, and everybody bought it. But that still is the central issue of the Bush years, especially on the foreign policy front. If we had known he did not have WMD, I can't imagine George Bush would have gone to war. We were told in good faith, and we believed it in good faith, that he did have WMD, and we removed the threat of Saddam. And we do know that he had WMD research programs. Mm-hmm. He certainly did not have the stockpiles, we thought.
How about the unfairest criticism?
Well, I think the unfairest is part of that, and that is that the Bush lied.
Yeah.
What really irks me still is Bush lied and people died.
Right.
Because, as I said, it was good faith. It was believing in the intelligence. The entire world believed in it. And John Kerry, for example, John Kerry believed that WMD was in the hands of Iraq. Hillary Clinton, his Democratic opponents, believed it until it became convenient for them to no longer believe it. And then they said that George Bush misled. That still is what irks me. You know, I will not say this about Barack Obama, but it would be the equivalent about somebody saying that Obama lied and unemployment is now above 8%.
Right.
You know, he promised us if we passed a stimulus, unemployment would not go above 8%. Well, I don't think Barack Obama lied. I think he just got it wrong and enacted bad policies. But this disparaging of your opponent in politics, questioning their morality, questioning, as in the case of George Bush, Al Gore and John Kerry called him un-American, unpatriotic. The majority leader of the Senate, Harry Reid, called him a loser and a liar. You know, nobody is talking about Barack Obama in those terms. And that vitriol against Bush, the illegitimacy that people charged George Bush with, I felt was entirely out of bounds.
Well, let me ask you something, because I like to get the view from somebody who's actually been in the position before. I've often wondered as I flip around on cable channels and flip around on the radio, I hear this a lot. Policy and politics are now monetized for profit. And I wonder if the discussion as it is presented for that profit center of a cable channel or a radio station, I often have wondered, does that contribute to the just complete lack of civility? Because, well, we got to make a buck over here, so we'll divide it up, and it's my team versus your team. Your team guys are all liars and evil. My team's always, they can do no wrong.
Yes and no. The short answer is yes. The political tone has become worse as communications has become stratified. And that means the cables where the right goes to Fox, the left goes to MSNBC, talk radio, that all plays a part in magnifying differences. On the other hand, it plays a part in creating outlets for Republicans that never used to be there in the old days when the mainstream media was entirely to the left and there was no voice or outlet for conservatives. That's a welcome change, but it has come with consequences, and I think we all have to recognize that. But, you know, at the end of the day, the most watched show on cable news is Bill O'Reilly's show. 3 million people watch it in a nation of 300 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it still remains important for the elected officials to rise above the noise and do what they think is best for our country and put the country first in a system of divided government where people have legitimately different views about what is best for the country. But you still, in our American system, have to iron out those differences. You still have to reach agreement. It's what's kept America a civil country and largely a center-right country. We are not a far-right country, and we are certainly by no means a center-left country. We are a center-right country, and we're a country of people of goodwill. And that's what really was our distinction from all the other nations of the world when we were founded. We had people like Jefferson and Adams who couldn't stand each other, but were able to forge agreement. And that's something I think that is always important to keep in mind.
Ari Fleischer with us, former White House Press Secretary for President George W. Bush. Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure to be with you.
Glad to have you on the program.